This is what it says on the back of Sandra Pankhurst's business card. Excellence is no accident. Hoarding and pet hoarding cleanup. Squalor, trashed properties, preparing the home for home help agencies to attend, odor control, homicide, suicide, and death scenes, deceased estates, mold, flood, and fire remediation, methamphetamine lab cleanup, industrial accidents, cell cleaning. I first saw Sandra at a conference for forensic support services. A gaggle of public servants, lawyers, and academics had just emerged from a session on offenders with acquired brain injuries to descend on urns of crappy coffee and plates of sweating cheese. I passed a card table in the lobby where brochures were spread out next to a sign inviting you to drop your business card into an ice bucket for a chance to win a bottle of Shiraz. Next to the ice bucket, silver with a stag's head on either side, a tiny TV played scenes of before and after trauma cleaning jobs, which brought to mind the words feces and explosion. Sitting behind the table, a very tall woman, perfectly coiffed and tethered to an oxygen tank, fanned out her hand and invited me to enter my card. Hypnotized by her smile and her large blue eyes and the oxygen mask she wore like jewelry and the images on her TV, I haltingly explained that I don't have business cards. I did, however, pick up one of her brochures, which I read compulsively for the remainder of the day. Sandra is the founder of Specialized Trauma Cleaning Services, PTY, LTD. Each day, for the past 20 years, her job has led her into dark homes where death, sickness, and madness have suddenly abbreviated the lives inside. Most people will never turn their mind to the notion of trauma cleaning, but once they realize that it exists, that it obviously has to, they will probably be surprised to learn that the police do not do trauma cleanup. Neither do firefighters or ambulances or other emergency services. This is why Sandra's trauma work is varied and includes crime scenes, floods, and fires. In addition, government housing and mental health agencies, real estate agents, community organizations, executors of deceased estates, and private individuals all call on Sandra to deal with unattended deaths, suicides, or cases of long-term property neglect where homes have, in her words, fallen into disrepute due to the occupier's mental illness, aging, or physical disability. Grieving families also hire Sandra to help them sort, disperse, and dispose of their loved ones' belongings. Her work, in short, is a catalog of the ways we die physically and emotionally and the strength and delicacy needed to lift the things we leave behind. We specialize in the unpleasant tasks that you need to have taken care of. Performing a public service as vital as it is gruesome, Sandra is one of the world's unofficial experts on the living aspects of death. So much is clear from her brochure, which also showcases her intense practicality. Quoth the brochure of Pankhurst, "People do not understand about body fluids. Body fluids are like acids. They have all the same enzymes that break down our food. When these powerful enzymes come into contact with furnishings and the like, deterioration is rapid. I have known enzymes to soak through a sofa and to eat at the springs, mold growing throughout a piece of furniture, and I have witnessed the rapid deterioration of a contaminated mattress. Most of us will never realize how many of these places there are, or that they can be found in every neighborhood regardless of socioeconomics. We will never see them or smell them or touch them. We will not know these places or lament them. But this is the milieu in which Sandra spends most of her time. It is where she works and takes phone calls and sends emails, where she laughs and makes the office small talk most of the rest of us roll out in the office elevator. It is where she passed into early and then late middle age. STC services have the compassion to deal with the residents, a very underestimated and valued requirement by its customers." Her advertising materials emphasize compassion, but that goes far deeper than the emotional intelligence equivalent of her technical skill in neutralizing bloodborne pathogens. Sandra knows her clients as well as they know themselves. She airs out their smells, throws out their weird porn, their photos, their letters, the last traces of their DNA entombed in soaps and toothbrushes. She does not, however, erase these people. She couldn't. She has experienced their same sorrows.